all of us are born with a gift. You know, greatness is upon you. And I realized that my gift wasn't going to create itself. My gift wasn't going to nurture itself. My gift wasn't going to perfect itself. That was something I had to do.
If I was to be asked, what is my greatest advice to give you as a young man or young woman, it would be this message. People are not looking for you. They are looking for what you are carrying. And if you don't manifest what you are carrying, the world will ignore you. Because you exist doesn't mean you're going to be successful. Because you are on the planet doesn't mean that people are going to notice you. You can live an entire life and not be noticed by humanity. We can bury you in a cemetery and we would never know you were here except for that tombstone. And the reason is because most of the humans on earth live on earth but never manifest themselves. And so the most important goal in your life should be self-manifestation.
So here's the first step to accumulating wealth. You must be willing to do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have. That's why the Book of Life said the road to life is straight and narrow and few there be that find it, because few there be that are willing to do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have. What are the things that others won't do? Number one, make discipline a major force in your life. How many of you know if you'd have been more disciplined, you'd be further along to reach your goals right now? Socrates said the undisciplined life is an insane life. Make it okay to fail. A lot of people, 85% of people, allow their fear of failure to outweigh their desire to succeed. Repeat after me, please. Anything that's worth doing is worth doing badly. Yeah, see, anything that's worth doing is worth doing right, as we have been taught, if you know how to do it. But if you don't know how to do it, it's worth doing badly until you get it right. I bet you, and I wasn't there, I bet you that when Bishop T.D. Jakes first stood up to preach, when he gave his trial sermon, he did not have the command, he did not have the mastery, he did not have the confidence, he did not have the depth, he did not have the capacity to translate and milk scripture like he did last night when he first started out. Now write this down. You don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to be great.
It takes courage to be exceptional. It takes courage to be wise. It takes courage to be rich. It takes courage to be educated. It takes courage to be knowledgeable. Because the moment you do, but you don't talk like you, oh, you done forgot where you came from. Look at you, talking. It takes courage. And I'm just wondering, in this weak, watered down, mediocre society that we live in today, in this reality TV world we live in today, I'm wondering if there's anybody left that's got the courage to say, after all I've been through, and all my ancestors have been through, and all my parents have been through, I didn't come through all of that just to fit in with normalcy. I have the courage to go after my dream.
When I look in the mirror, I know there's no doubt I'm not like the rest. I don't need to check. There is no need. I am a different breed.
You want to improve? You want to get better? You want to get on a workout program or a clean diet? You want to start a business? You want to write a book or make a movie or build a house or a computer or put together some mobile application? Where do you start? You start right here. And when do you start? You start right now. You initiate the action aggressively. You go. Because the idea isn't going to execute itself. And the book isn't going to write itself. And the weights out in the gym, they're not going to move themselves. You have to do it. And you have to do it now.
So for me, my brain saying, that's it, right there. Move as fast as a rocket, Mel. I wanted to change my life. And I think most people that are miserable or that are really like dying to be great and dying to have more, we want to change. We want to live a better life. We want to create more for our families. We want to be happier. The desire is there. Again, it's about how do you go from knowledge to action. So the first thing in this story that's important is realizing that the answer was in me. And my mind was telling me, pay attention.
You can do this. You're great. You're special. You were born for a reason. Life's going to give you ultimately what you'll fight for. You know exactly what you're afraid of. You know exactly what you've been avoiding. And you got to make a decision to change it. You know exactly what it is. Don't BS anybody. You know what you need to do different. You know the changes you need to make. And if you can do that and stop kidding yourself, you can win. You can overcome your fear, overcome procrastination, whatever that is. The people in life that win play offense, not defense. Stop backing into everything. Stand up. Bow your back a little bit. Start to walk a little different. Start to be that best version of you. You can do it in your quiet way. You can do it the way you do it. But somehow they got to look at you and go, okay, I won't monkey with that one.
Make a choice. Like, you just decide what it's going to be, who you're going to be, how you're going to do it.
For my emotional well-being, 30 minutes every day in the morning, I have my morning rituals, which includes my visualization exercise, includes my attitude of gratitude exercise, which if you go to YouTube, you type in attitude of gratitude, you type in Dan Lok, you see the recording that I listen to every morning with my own voiceover with a piece of music. I do that every day. I do my breathing exercise because I want to get oxygen into my blood in the morning, fresh my day, get it going. So that's my morning rituals. 30 minutes a day, that's my daily discipline, non-negotiable. You with me so far? For my emotional well-being, yes? Okay. Now for my financial well-being, 30 minutes a day I'm looking at financials, investments, reviewing of numbers. I'm looking at those numbers. Check your bank account every damn day. Is it going up or is it going down? Right? Financial well-being, 30 minutes a day, looking at financials, investment, reviewing of numbers. Business well-being, 60 minutes, how long? An hour a day on marketing or self-promotions. That includes YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, interviews, everything. 1 hour a day to market my own brand. So it could be, you know what, this morning I had an interview with a podcast, that's an hour. So that's my hour of the day, I did that interview. I post on Instagram, takes me 5 minutes, that's one thing. Post on Facebook, 5 minutes, bam, that's done, right? Upload YouTube video, all these things, 1 hour every day, non-negotiable. Because if I'm not pushing my brand, I'm not marketing myself, I'm not tooting my own horn, right? Nobody will toot your horn. You better be out there, getting attention in the marketplace. I want to do that every day, every day, every day. And then growth. So for growth, I have 60 minutes a day minimum learning. That would include reading or sometimes listening to a program. They say on my way here, I'm listening to an audio program. It takes me about an hour to get here. I got my day. I got that in, right? Bam, that's done. So minimum 1 hour a day learning. And for my physical well-being, goal 60 minutes a day. So currently I'm at like 3 times a week, but I want to get to a point where I can do almost every day, or at least 6 times a day, 1 hour of exercise. That's what I'm aiming for, what I'm working towards. So far, I'm doing 3 times a day. Sorry, 3 times a week. Okay, I want to get to 6-7 times. And then also my goal, another goal that I have is to minimize my email management to 60 minutes a day. Currently it's probably at 80, 90 minutes per day, just because of the sheer amount of emails that I get. But I want to, my goal is to cut it down to 60 minutes per day. Now, ask all my dinner Inner Circle members, you know, when they send me email, my reply is very, very short. It is very, very short. How short? So, no, but how short is the email? Two words. Good. Great. Yeah, because guess what? If you get the amount of emails I get, you spend 5 minutes crafting the email, you get 200 emails, do the numbers. Does not work. I need to get my email done in seconds. If there's something that they need feedback on, another thing I do, I will make a video. So I use a program called Jing, J-I-N-G, tech soft or something like that. But Jing is what I use, it's free. And I could make a quick video instead of typing long email. It's like it captures your screen capture. I walk them through different things, plus it's recording my voice. I upload a link, I send them a link, they can watch that. It saves me a whole lot of time. Again, it's a time-saving tool. But also clarity, because sometimes, oh, Dan, can you reveal this website for me? If I take a look and I type it out, guess what? A lot of miscommunication. And then what about this? And then I've spent more time explaining it back and forth, versus making a video, they get it. Usually very little back and forth. So that's another tool that I use. Okay? So that's my daily disciplines. Whatever your daily disciplines, or you better have some. You better have some. If you don't schedule it, it won't get done. So I schedule my lunchtime. I schedule my email time. My mom, again, makes me an appointment with me Sunday, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., long distance call. My wife makes an appointment with me, leisure time, vacation time, husband time. Now, I've already, just to give you an example, block out about 67 days for 2017. 67 days. That includes VEG, DRIC mastermind meetings, speaking gigs, masterminds, vacations. That's how you script it out. That's what I mean. You don't just, oh, well, you know what, I'll take the vacation whenever we'll do it. Or I'll do that whenever. No, don't do that.
Being overwhelmed is nothing more than having a full brain. And so when you feel overwhelmed, what I know about you is that your brain is full of a bunch of garbage.
Ego,
and
right?
Ego, yeah, I was going to say, I mean, ego drives, you know, you to be successful, me to be successful. Ego is what's driving you. The problem is when you let ego go too far.
If you're going to speak effectively, you have to know way more than you're talking about.
I was lucky. I found what I loved to do early in life, when I was 20. The heaviness of being successful was replaced by the lightness of being a beginner again, less sure about everything.
It's not like everyone else, and I'd rather have something that is my path, paved by me, something that is my legacy, my own self, my own achievement, than being one of the many successful people in the world.
You see, all habits have three parts. There's a trigger, and in the case of procrastination, the trigger's always stress. So next time that you're in a situation where you feel yourself hesitate, what you're gonna do is you're gonna go, oh, I must be stressed out about something. Acknowledge the stress.
That's how you have to live your life.
Like my appreciation of things, and it gets enhanced greatly after exercise. I just feel better. I feel like I can take things in for what they are.
I always talk about my guaranteed formula for success. That is 100% proven for my life and other people I've taught. Outwork, outimprove, outlast, and outstrategize. Again.
Sorry to be so dramatic, but it's quite true. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking.
Because to be an achiever, you have to let go of some things. But besides that, I think, you know, when you want global domination, you have to pay a price for it.
And I genuinely believe my happiness and optimism comes from my perspective. Even in political unrest times like right now, a lot of people are very bent out of shape, but the reality is that it's just never been better to be a human being. That's just the truth, that's just data, that's reality.
I thought then I was trying hard. That's the scariest thing in the world. I thought then, 297 pound, working for Ecolab, spraying for cockroaches, making $1,000 a month. I thought that was me at my 100% potential.
Well, you're gonna die, you're gonna age, you can't stop aging. And it's like, yes, you're right, but that's not the point. The point is to age better. Like, that's the point. The point is to increase your health span.
So I'm not afraid of it. I just know that I'll have a plan B when that happens. Creativity can be morphed into so many things. It can, today I write, I sing, I write columns. I've written for Elle, New York Times, Hindustan Times. I act in movies, I'm producing films. There is a gazillion things you can do as a creative person.